Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, City Council members. Matthew Hargraves, 4268 Hazelhurst Drive, Pace, Florida, 32571. I am here today briefly to let Council know I have been retained to represent Dawn Molinaro. We'll be counseling her during the course and pendency of the investigation related to the allegations contained in her complaint. Those allegations involve alleged improper use of governmental office, gross waste of funds, and other abuses or gross neglect of duty on the part of the City of Milton and public officers in the City of Milton.
That's always a good way to start your meeting is when the person that later on you're going to be having a special called meeting about her employment is got a lawyer and is there to say that he's there to help her with her whistleblower complaint against the city, claiming that the meeting about whether to terminate her employment is actually a kind of harassment for her raising these concerns in public. So this is the city clerk in Milton, and this is member Alex Andrade. They had a special called meeting about his employment, and we had Scott Collins, who was the city manager candidate, who was going to come and then decided not to come because of all the drama. And you know, there's all kinds of things swirling on this, including Mike Cusack so far being refusing to provide the call log from his personal phone on which he does all apparently most of his city business, because when I got it off of his city phone, there was nothing on there really of any substance at all. And, you know, nor screenshots of his text messages with Scott Collins. His account of his interactions with Scott Collins do not match other things that he has said. And so, you know, we're waiting on that. But his answer is, hey, get a court order. Sir, they're public records. This should be easy. And the city clerk, you know, that's really her job, is to get those records. And I think, you know, I've had good interactions with Dawn. I don't personally have any, you know, problem with her. I mean, I've seen some things that she's written that I think she wished she could unwrite. But I've seen things written by a lot of people that I think they could unwrite. And there's a lot to this story. One part of this story is that, well, I'll let Randy Jorgensen tell it in his words, because he's the outgoing retiring city manager. And the episode, part of the episode involved in all of this is a little bit, you know, like this is a movie. What's going on here?
But it is retaliatory. And I think that this back and forth, Randy still named three and then five. Who's the fifth? Was it?
This is just a citizen, by the way. And she's asking, how did we get to this meeting? And it was five city council members who got asked to agree to have the meeting. The other three, or at least two of them, were not. So it was Councilman Vance and then, you know, Snow and Powell and Meese and Jarrett were all in favor of having this meeting about Dawn Molinaro.
Vance and y'all four. You know,
I think that's what I indicated.
It's retaliatory
earlier.
Because she took your computer.
Actually, I don't care she took my computer. Anyone can look at my computer. The question I have is, why didn't she indicate to me that that was going to occur? That's called professional courtesy. So if you want to be treated like a professional, you need to act like a professional.
Yeah, she went into the office and took his computer while he wasn't there at 7:30 on a morning. And also, I've been heard that it's also the PIO's computer as well, to make sure that she got all the public records off her there that she wanted to get. And then
further, when you walk down to my IT director and you indicate that in my absence you're in charge, which simply isn't true, and she knew better, in order to obtain information off my computer, to say that's inappropriate is the very least I would say on that.
So, this is, like I said, I've said before today that this is Randy Jorgensen at 11. He's livid because, you know, taking the computer without any notice, you know, taking to the IT department and getting into a squabble with them, claiming that she's in charge when she was not. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot here. And look, he says, I've been trying to make this place run well for 5 years, and all of a sudden it's just imploding because of the behavior of a few people.
I've worked for 5 years to put together a good team of people. I think I have. The internal strife that is here now is tremendous. The tension in the hallway is palatable, and it scares the hell out of me that I can't leave here with that mess being present. That's the reason for this conversation this evening. I want this out. I want this discussed. I want it finished.
Yeah, and he says, look, she's made allegations against the city.
And it's not the timeline that's troubling to me. The worst part was when there's the implication on a correspondence that's distributed on social media that says the city is corrupt. I want to see proof of the city being corrupt. You can't just say that. And to my knowledge, someone needs to identify where that corruption is found, because I have never seen it, and it is really troubling.
So there was an email that she wrote that I had, and I had been kind of not publicizing, because, again, in the context of maybe it's better sometimes not to say everything, you know, because it's not helpful. But I'll read this for you in just a second, because it got read last night into the record by Councilwoman Meese. And, you know, I'll just read it for you so you know the kind of the context here. We'll get to that in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Well, there's an accident at Garden and Barrancas downtown. The right lane at Garden is blocked going towards downtown. Pensacola Police Department on site. Right-hand lane traveling south on Avalon is blocked just now, south of the interstate. And, of course, Avalon is blocked southbound anyway at I-10 after an accident this morning. Looks like there's a detour on 9th Avenue. This is just on the other side of Publix towards... they're showing a detour, as they have been, because they've been doing construction on the road. And certainly use caution wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Now, as I said, I try to find, if there's a way to charitably explain everybody's behavior, I will try to do so. And I have tried really hard in this circumstance. And, you know, there's a plausible explanation of some of the behavior. But the question is, should a city clerk be sending an email like this to a candidate they're trying to hire for city manager? Here's what she said. This was, remember, the Sunday after he had withdrawn and before he put in again, and then he kind of withdrew again. And, you know, she was going to have a conversation with him at Heather Lindsay, the mayor's home, because they didn't want to be around the employees at City Hall for all the, you know, overhearing, snooping ears and all the problems there. So anyway, she writes him a letter. It's Don Molinaro, 9:33 on Sunday morning. I just heard you've withdrawn, and I'm stunned and truly saddened. We have a city in desperate need of leadership that is not corrupt and not in a council's pocket. That's the first line. We have a city in desperate need of leadership that is not corrupt and not in a council's pocket. That's the allegation of corruption and influence. I am most likely going to lose my job, but I have to admit I don't care at this point. You are our hope. I don't know what I can do to sway you and your family to reconsider your withdrawal. If you have been threatened, I don't know how to counter it. All I can do is reaffirm to you that, and this is the other reason I didn't really want to read this email, because, you know, it makes Dawn look bad, and it also makes Ed Spears look bad. And I try to get along with everybody if we can, but here's what she said in all caps. Most of the city employees and city residents do not want Ed Spears, and we're so happy you were coming. 3 exclamation marks. Back to regular font size. We are here to support you. If it's the contract, please, 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 please let me know what it is I can do to fix it. I can be present for all negotiations if it helps, and I believe the majority council would support that. We have corruption. We have corruption, Scott, and I hate to see them win. Again, with the corruption. We live in a nation that's been governed by corruption for too long, and my joy was that we were one small city that was going to overcome the corruption. I know it's Sunday, but I'm willing to talk with you and your family on the phone or via Zoom or where, and whatever we need to do. Thank you, Scott. I will support any decision you make, of course, because I respect you. Have a blessed day, and I'm standing by. Now, I tell you, in my interactions with Dawn, she's been very kind, very sweet, very helpful, very thoughtful. I would say that of basically everybody that I've interacted with. So I don't know exactly how it got to this point. Okay, but I know she had written a letter of recommendation for Ed Spears, and then she withdrew that letter of recommendation late in the process. And that caused a lot of consternation, I'm sure. And then subsequently she's seizing people's computers and saying she's in charge of the city. I mean, and by the way, earlier in the meeting, okay, Randy Jorgensen had said that there's, you know, something else. There's another credible complaint that's troubling to him, and we don't know what that is. So through the meeting, Jeff Snow, City Councilman Jeff Snow, moves to have her fired. There's a lot of talk. The mayor reads some emails that purport to be from, you know, employees. Not clear whether they are or not. I'd say the evidence is thin. They're anonymous email, you know, anonymous sourcing from, you know, fake email accounts, basically. Dawn and she are very close, so she's doing everything she can to protect the city clerk. Of course, I think in her eyes, the city clerk is doing right. So, you know, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying, you know, that's what she's doing. And so then they call for the vote. After a very impassioned speech by Gavin Hawthorne, in which he said, "We're all to blame. Everybody's to blame. We all screwed this up."
I would like to hear from the one that's been the quietest tonight, Mr. Hawthorne.
You know, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I would
you.
Like to know how you feel about
this. I think it is
things.
A cumulative effort of everybody that made this process terrible. Everybody. It's not that person. It's not that one person. It's everybody in this room. It's the entire city of Milton. We screwed it up. And nobody wants to be accountable that we screwed it up. We screwed it up.
And he said, look, you don't fix this by firing one person because everybody's to blame. Like, we should all be fired, basically. If you're going to start firing one, you know, fire everybody. And I know I got a text in earlier that said, maybe dissolve Milton. I'm like, it's premature. So he says, let's learn the lessons and move forward and all try to work better together. You know, and then Jeff Snow says, yeah, but this behavior and these choices you cannot justify. So they call for the vote. And the vote winds up being tied. Jeff Snow and Casey Powell and Roxanne Meese and Matt Jarrett, who are all up for re-election if they run again next year, all vote to remove her. And then you had Jason Vance was the one we weren't sure how he was going to vote, and he voted no. Gavin Hawthorne voted no. And then, you know, and they just got elected, along with Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, who just got elected, and they all voted to keep her. And so that's a tie, 4-4. Mayor Lindsay only gets to vote when there's a tie. She voted to keep her, 5-4. That's it. Meeting adjourned. What happens now? Well, as Randy said, I'm sure the tension in City Hall is, he said palatable, he meant palpable, but you know, it's not that you can taste it, you can feel it. But the point is, I'm sure it's awful working at City Hall right now. I don't know how they, I mean, Chief Tindall's going to inherit this mess in about 3 weeks. Randy's going to retire in a month. What will get solved by then? I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, I'm serious when I pray for this to be over. I pray for health in a functioning city. I mean, at first, when it's just squabbling, you know, it's just entertaining. But when it's this level of just vitriol and anger and frustration, and have you ever worked in a work environment that was purely toxic? I mean, it's no fun for anybody, and they can't get the business of the city done properly. Nobody's working at peak potential when this stuff is going on. Nobody knows who to trust. I was actually at City Hall. I stopped by on my way home from the Leonardo groundbreaking. I stopped by just to say hi. I mean, nobody was there because it was lunchtime, but the couple of people who were there, it was like, you just felt like you walked into the most distrustful, and you could feel it. I mean, I'm not particularly like spiritually aware of all things all the time, but I'm telling you, there was nobody there and you could still feel the evil. It was just awful. And so I don't know how you show up and continue to work under those circumstances, but I hope we figure out some way to get it resolved. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Tomorrow, on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's Open for Lunch, Jackson's and Julia, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
About 8:26 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Why, maybe the mayor
Snarky
of Milton is all that is. Is all that it says. All right.
you.
Oh, somebody sent me a text that maybe based on that one clip that Randy was saying, sounds like he might be willing to stay to see if he can fix it or at least get him over towards there's a new city manager. Maybe somebody should start an online petition to get him to stay another 6 months. Randy, I think, is the kind of person who would stay if he thought he could fix it, if staying would do any good. But I think, you know, he's like had it up to here at this point. And I think he's just as glad to go. I think you're more likely to get Chief Tyndall resign than you are to get Randy to stay. I mean, honestly. And I hope that doesn't happen either. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching quite a bit. It was brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. Accident at Garden and Barrancas. This is downtown. The right lane and garden is blocked as you're headed towards downtown. Pensacola Police Department on site. Right-hand lane traveling south on Avalon is blocked off just south of the interstate, and Avalon's slow anyway, southbound, headed towards the interstate after an accident this morning. Juice Circle and 9th Avenue is showing a detour. This is near the Tuscan Oven, just south of Publix on Brent and 9th, and it looks like a detour around that area. And if you have traffic tips, and thank you so much for doing so already this morning, you can text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump is apparently preparing for another indictment any day now as part of the investigation into his allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and alleged attempts to stay in power after that election. Posting on Truth Social, Trump called it an attempt to cover up allegations of bribes and payoffs aimed at President Biden and his family. Special Counsel Jack Smith investigating Trump for his role in the 2021 Capitol riot. A suspected serial killer will be appearing in court today in Long Island. Rex Huerman being held without bail after pleading not guilty on charges connected to the murder of three women whose bodies were found in Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. And the U.S. women's national soccer team heading to round 16 of the Women's World Cup. They played Portugal to a scoreless draw overnight in the final group match in New Zealand.
It was a riveting lack of action. David, thanks so much for the update. All my soccer people are always there. Andrew, why do you have to be down on it? I'm like, I can enjoy soccer to a degree. I was actually in Germany during, I think it was during the World Cup in 88. Anyway, and so, sometimes no. And this comes as a baseball fan, right? You know, like, I know baseball is not always the most thrilling game either. I love the how it's National Days stuff. And this, August 1st is crazy. By the way, happy August. National Girlfriend's Day. I don't think I'm allowed to celebrate that one. I think that's for girls having friends. Anyway, National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. International Child Free Day. I'm definitely not celebrating that. That's the, yay, we're not going to make babies day. No, thanks. National Night Out Day. That's for police. I don't know what this is. Lugnasa Day. World Lung Cancer Day. Respect for Parents Day, ironically paired with National Child Free Day. National Minority Donor Awareness Day. World Scout Scarf Day. You know, for the scout scarf that you wear around your neck. And International Mahjong Day. So, you know, throw some tiles or something. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next. Dragon.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New criminal charges and more expected are not hurting former President Trump one bit in the polls. He leads Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 43 points in a new Morning Consult poll, 37 points in a New York Times Siena poll. He, though, says Trump can't beat President Biden.
The polls that come out that put I beat Biden in Georgia, Trump doesn't. I beat Biden soundly in Arizona, Trump doesn't. Those are just the realities.
Governor DeSantis on a special report with Brett Baer. Long Island, New York serial killer suspect Rex Huerman's due back in court today.
He's charged with murdering three women, though a grand jury is still pondering an additional charge for a fourth murder. Investigators feel he could be responsible for the killings of others going back to the 1990s. Many of those victims are believed to have been female sex workers, but Huerman might also be the killer of a man and a child.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3. It's a warm one already. 86 degrees this morning here in Pensacola. Well, the city of Milton did not terminate their city clerk last night at the special meeting. That meeting was called to discuss Don Molinaro. Some city council members there believed she had overstepped her role as clerk during the events surrounding the attempted hiring of Scott Collins as city manager. The council moved to fire Molinaro. It was a 4-4 tie vote. Mayor Heather Lindsay cast the deciding vote against the firing. There's now a sixth case of anti-Semitic vandalism reported in Pensacola. The latest incident involving several swastikas apparently being spray painted along some newly built developments on Palafox. Five other cases have been reported in recent weeks as well, including bricks being thrown through a synagogue window and into a Jewish community center, as well as swastikas spray painted on a street sign near the new Blake Doyle skate park. So far, there's no confirmation that all of these incidents are connected. Pensacola police say they're still looking into whether a weekend shooting at the Northwoods Apartments is connected to another fatal shooting that happened a few weeks ago, the shooting of 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis.
What I can say is there's a connection from the circles that people hang in.
And that's PPD Chief Eric Randall, who talked with Channel 3. No arrests have been made in the shooting last Saturday at Northwoods Apartments. Three people were shot while sitting in a car. Investigators say at least one person pulled up in another car, started shooting at them. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says a cantonment woman has been arrested for pretending to be one of their officers.
Bobby Lee Sales turned herself into the Escambia County Jail on July 26th and is charged with one count of falsely impersonating a police officer. The investigation started in May when Sales allegedly visited a victim's home and presented a silver badge while wearing a firearm. Investigators say she told the individual that he was under investigation and she'd be back in a couple of weeks to search his home. Sales also allegedly identified herself as working for FDLE while having her car repaired at a local dealership, and agents believe there could be additional victims. If you've been approached by Sales identifying herself as an officer, you're asked to call FDLE Pensacola at 800-226-8574. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Senator Marco Rubio behind an effort to address recent malaria outbreaks here in the state of Florida. Rubio yesterday reintroduced the SMASH Act, which would provide local governments with tools to control their mosquito populations. He says the bill is one more step towards keeping Floridians and tourists safe. Florida's recorded seven cases of malaria so far since May. Paul Rubens died Monday at 70. He was born in New York, but apparently grew up in Sarasota. Fred Atkins, who was Sarasota's first African-American mayor, says he went to school with Rubens and remembers him as one of the few white students willing to reach across the color line during desegregation back in the 60s.
He definitely was an all right guy. He one of
one of the few guys in the beginning of desegregation at Sarasota High School that was receptive and inviting.
And Adkins says he and his wife stayed in touch with Rubens throughout his life. He says they noticed something was wrong during their final visit together, and when they asked him, the actor made a joke or changed the subject. It is 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic with Candy.
Are you bummed? Like, you were.
I watched
Pee Wee Herman. I loved Pee Wee Herman so much.
Oh, Pee Wee's Playhouse was back in my childhood.
Oh,
it was
sure.
Just one of my favorite shows. Yeah, it was great. Cartoon.
King Cartoon, that's right. Yeah, the secret word is sad today. As we take a look at our roads, accident at Garden and Barrancas. The right lane of Garden is blocked going towards downtown. PPD on site after an accident this morning. Right-hand lane traveling south on Avalon and Milton is blocked off. Just south of the interstate after an accident there this morning. And, of course, it's very slow southbound on Avalon as you're approaching the interstate. Same reason. Juice Circle and 9th Avenue is showing a detour. That's near the Tuscan Oven, kind of, in Pensacola, south of the pub. Lakes on 9th and Bayou there, but there's a detour in that whole area. Use caution there. And if you have traffic tips, text them in if you would, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We're going to be seeing a very hot day today. Dangerous heat is going to continue. Heat advisory in effect starting at 11 a.m. going until 7 p.m. Temperatures warming up into the upper 90s, feeling more like the triple digits. 10% chance of rain this afternoon, but most of us staying sunny. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. Dangerous heat will continue for your Wednesday with highs forecast to be around 98 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 80. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Morning Weather Center.
And it's 86 in Pensacola, 86 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 right now in Milton.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Your money now. The market a little bit mixed at the opening bell today. The Dow's up 70, 10 at 35, 629, 63. S&P 500 down 825 at 45, 80, 71. And the NASDAQ down 72, 65 at 14, 271, 44. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.01%. Gold prices down 24.20 today, 1,985. Silver prices are at $24.44. And if you're a crypto investor, Bitcoin down pretty big, down $339.64, $28,865.48. Well, lotto players across the country hoping that they can win the Mega Millions jackpot, with 3.5 months having gone by since somebody's hit it big. Tonight's estimated jackpot at just over $1 billion. Those will be drawn at 10 o'clock tonight. More than half of U.S. adults say they're living paycheck to paycheck right now. A new report from Lending Club putting that number at 61%, suggesting that lower income workers have been hit the hardest by price increases of food and other items. And Heineken's CEO criticizing Anheuser-Busch after the fallout of their partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. Dolph Vanderbrink telling CNBC the rival company should stand up for their values. Of course, this is after that conservative boycott. It is 840 at News Radio 92.3, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, simple question for the day. This comes from a listener, Denise. Thank you for the suggestion.
Hey, Denise.
Yeah, no, she's great. If you go to the store, okay, and at the store you buy, I don't know, let's say a coffee maker, okay, or a toaster, you know, some kind of small appliance, right?
Yeah.
Not particularly electronics, not a computer or something, but, you know, just, okay. You bring it home, you remove it from the box, you remove the styrofoam, you unpack everything, mm-hmm. you plug it in, it works, okay. How long do you keep that box? 437-1620. 437-1620. How long do you keep the box? When do you throw that box away? I think I can. Can I predict Candy's answer? I think Candy's
answer.
Candy's answer is going to go something like this. You can throw them away?
I know. I have a storage. I was just thinking this because we did just get a new coffee maker, and
So it was really on point for you.
No, okay. Absolutely, yeah. And I brought the box to my storage shed. Like, just I don't know why. It's not like I'm going to sell it. And I have three other coffee makers, like those big Keurig ones, because they're so expensive. I don't want to throw them away because they could probably be fixed. But
so you have three non-working Keurigs and a brand new coffee maker and all the boxes.
One box. You know, it's not like Darren's any better. We're a great couple, but we're a horrible couple.
So much.
Oh my God, we're keeping Storage King in business.
No, this is why
you could throw them away.
Let's
exactly.
just say sentimental / keepers. The hoarders is a slur, really. Need to marry people like my wife, who are discarders.
Yeah, Kevin King.
She's not happy if she's not throwing stuff out.
Yeah,
I've survived the purge every time. So.
Right? I know. I need a purger. I need Kevin King to come over and purge
me. Oh, that's
it.
There you go. You got
not a purger.
Keepers and purgers.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of like that. Although purger sounds a little bit more like, you know, lying on the stand or something. But, you know, anyway. 437-1620. 437-1620. So your answer is basically.
You could throw it away? No, you're absolutely right.
I throw it out when there's a fire.
I'm trying. No, unless we have somebody coming over to, like, fix something or, you know, what. I know. I'm the worst. I throw out cat litter that's used and and old food.
437-1620. Somebody here says, I throw that box in the trash the day it's plugged in and I know it works.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Good for you. You're so healthy. Yeah. Somebody here says, once the cats are done playing in it, out it goes.
There you go.
All right. Fair enough.
That
appeals to Candy as well because she has a lot of cats.
God, all of the cats love boxes.
Yeah, there you go. Give them a toy. Small appliance box, toss it out. TVs or computers, you save. You know, there's a wisdom in that because if you do have to move, like we've moved so many times that I'm still like, we've been in our house now for, gosh, 8 years. We've lived here for 9 years. I don't.
You do that though when you work in radio because it's not like everybody at ADX. We're all here now,
right? But you move enough times and you learn to keep the LED TV box because
it is
100% more convenient to pack up the U-Haul with the box than it is to not have it.
Or the guitar. We have a whole room full of. Well,
now you don't need the box for the coffee maker to do that. You don't.
I know.
But you know, I am more on the keep it side. My wife is a thrower outer, and so I would probably keep them. We'd, you know, throw it up in the attic or something, and then, you know, in 2 years you clean out all those boxes and throw them away. But it's painful to throw them away because you feel like there's gonna be a use for it. Something you're gonna need to make a project with the kids, or you're gonna need that piece of styrofoam for something, or I don't know. That's the place that you're gonna put your scrap memorabilia that you keep and you run out of shoeboxes, or, you know, whatever the thing is. Am I talking too much about my personal life here? Anyway, you know, so.
Danny, help us all. You're our only help. She's great. That's his wife.
Best. Yeah, I love my wife so much.
Oh, this is funny.
437-1620. Let's see. Somebody here says, 1 year? ? Forever? It's
right?
The same thing. Somebody here says, I still have my stereo boxes from the 1970s. Wow.
I know. I'm pretty. Well, you need to go on 23andMe and see if we're related. You know, I'm the worst.
I don't have any of my original stereo boxes, but I do have. What if my stereo is original? That ought to be a tone question someday.
Speakers.
Mm-hmm. I still have speakers from 1988.
They're still working.
Yeah, they're KLH. They're fantastic. Yeah. They're amazing.
I could probably help you put it together too if there's any kind of
issues.
I think every
other component has not survived over time, and most of them did not survive the move here. Actually, was what happened there. 8:46 on News Radio 92.3. No. Components.
Oh, components.
Tape decks.
I was thinking.
Put all my audio cassettes on digital, and then didn't need the tape decks anymore. Put all my records on digital, and then didn't need the radio player anymore. And the radios, and the records as well. Did I say radio player? The record player. Anyway, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Just taking a look. It looks like Avalon is cleared now, so that's great news. Southbound on Avalon, you should be good to go in all of the directions. 87 South at Highway 98 showing a vehicle crash, but not showing a delay this morning. And accident Garden Barrancas, right lane and garden blocked going towards downtown. Pensacola Police Department on site. Right, Drew Circle and 9th Avenue is showing a detour. Now, this is near the Tuscan Oven, kind of. South of Publix at the Publix on 9th and Bayou, and that's where that detour is. And it's a huge detour in that one area. It looks like construction. So, hey, if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620 alongside your answers. How long to keep the box? News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm going to get better.
You know, if you're thinking about selling or buying a home, you want good advice from somebody that you can trust that really knows the market and will, you know, give you good input. And that's Christine Leavenworth. I mean, she's fantastic at it. But I know you hear me talk about her so much, and 230 homes sold last year. That's a crazy amount of homes. And you might think, well, I don't want to bother her. I'm not even sure I want to sell. I'm not even sure I want to buy. I'm just frustrated with rent, and prices seem high, too. I don't know what I want to do. I just want somebody to talk to. And what she said last week on Pep Talk, maybe it was a week before, on Pep Talk with Tammy Martin was, no. Call me. Like, I don't care if we ever do a deal. I don't care if you ever become a client and you're not bothering me. I love to talk to people about real estate. Like, she loves to help people. And if she can help you decide that, you know, the best thing right now is to hold your home, or the best thing right now is not to buy it, okay, that's fine. Because she figures, look, I love talking about this stuff. It's passion for me, and I love helping people. If we do a deal, we don't do a deal. We do a deal in 3 years, we never do a deal. You recommend a friend, you don't. It doesn't matter. I just like talking to people about this stuff. I'm passionate. I'm a nerd about it. I love it. And, you know, I know that from her, that she really is that way, and to, you know, always be doing things better and better all the time. And that's, you know, you learn from talking to people. So if you just want to ask the question and get some input, give Christine Leavenworth a call, 723-9158, 723-9158. We got a couple more texts in here. Somebody says, I'm bad about the keeping of the boxes, but I'm starting to go through things, organize and purge things. The general consensus of the, let's just call them the wisdom class, is you don't need to keep it past the possibility of returning it, which is generally, what, like 30 days? You know, if it's working, you don't need the box anymore.
No, you're right.
I mean, if it's working, you don't need the box anymore.
Oh,
I'm talking to myself.
I'm cured. Thank you. Finally.
The official rule, somebody here says, hold on to the box as long as the warranty is active, then discard it. Well, that could be a year. And somebody else says, so boxes that I put up in the attic and then they get termites and silverfish in them. No, thank you. And that's also true. That's fair. 849 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com. Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Today at 10, join the Francis M. Weston Audubon Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Their purpose is to promote the understanding and preservation of wildlife and the environment that supports it, and to empower individuals to create a healthy and sustainable future for people and for birds and other wildlife in Northwest Florida. To discover fun activities like Shoreline Park and Big Lagoon Bird Walks, join us today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters hit the stage. They'll have music selections ranging from soulful jazz, New Orleans jazz, all the way up to the newest dance hits plus R&B favorites. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
It's logical. The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few.
Or the one.
Got a note in here from Mike Wood at Pensacola Police Department. I think this is the same thing that you guys have been you've been reporting all morning, Candy. But 9th Avenue near Spring Hill is closed in both directions. Officers finished working a traffic crash scene. Use Davis Highway and 12th Avenue as alternate routes. The roadway should reopen within 1 hour.
Is near the Tuscan Oven and south of Publix and
major route. Sure. Route or route?
I say route.
Route 66.
Unless it's 66,
unless
and
you're
it's
driving
66.
Along a route, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's both.
I don't know. Yeah,
depends on context. So,
I don't know.
What was I going to tell you about? Oh, this is kind of an interesting conversation that they're having with the land development code in Milton, Santa Rosa County, and the question of billboards came up, and having larger size billboards, having billboards that can be built higher, having more billboards, higher density of billboards, and all of this. And Sam Parker says.
Ray, have you been down the Floyd Beach Express? What about you, James? Okay. I know a lot of members of the audience have. If you have, you know why I'm asking this question. You drive through Alberta, like you're heading to Foley, you turn left before you get to 59, and you'll see what billboards look like when you take off regulations. You would double effectively, not exactly, because it won't work out. But to reduce from the 2,000-foot requirement, which has been there since before I was in the billboard business, and that was when I was in college over 20 years ago.
Like every 2,000 feet.
and you go from 2,000 to 1,000, I'm telling you, there's a lot of economic benefit because there's a lot of people that could throw billboards up. And so this, I'm just, hey, you throw it out there today, here's what I think.
And by the way, he was very clear that there was one part that he was very much against, but generally speaking, he wasn't decided on some of this stuff because he sees the benefit of allowing it too.
Because when you take away those regulations, restrictions, I can tell you, and I think he would agree, the billboard business is all about what I did was land leasing. So if you tell me you're going to drop it from 2,000 to 1,000, I'm going to be out there on my wheel. And once I get 1,000 and 1 foot, I'm doing anything I can to get that lease for that billboard. And so you're going to see a lot more billboards go up. It doesn't affect the south end of the county because y'all now have a cap and replace. But the north end, the bread and butter, my baby, the retail heart of the county that brings in more local option sales tax dollars than any area in the county is right there, that Pace P Ridge corridor. And that's factual credit card data and state data that Shannon Ogletree's pulled. You can just line that thing and make it Billboard City.
Do you want that or do you not want that is the question.
Yeah, the positive is there's a lot more people that want billboards that can put them up, and that's money. There's nothing wrong with making money. It's America. I just want us to look at this holistically.
And there was one thing that he brought up that was he did not like the increase in the size of some of them.
To change two-lane thoroughfares, right now the maximum advertising area is 100 square foot. Almost everybody in the industry uses a 6x16. It's 96 square foot. That's what you'll see when you drive around two-lane thoroughfares in my district and probably your district. To go to 288 square foot, which is almost a 300% increase.
200.
No way I would support that. You're now going up to above the 12x24s, which are in the billboard industry, what we call the medium-sized ones. You'll see them a lot on four-lane highways. That's even bigger than that, and it would be on two-lane thoroughfares. So that's like saying you could drive down Shemuckla Highway, Woodbine Road, Glover Lane, Old Highway 90, and start having these huge billboards.
So he doesn't support that piece, but the other thing is just more to think about the long-term consequences of doing this. Now, they didn't decide or anything. I'm just telling you this is the conversation that's going to be had in Santa Rosa County about the Land Development Code, which is, as you know, under review right now. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And as Andrew mentioned just a little bit earlier, Jew Circle and 9th Avenue, Spring Hill Circle area, again, near the Tuscan Oven, south of Publix at 9th and Bayou. There was a detour. They're working an accident. It'll be another hour or so, it looks like. Accident at Garden and Barrancas also. A separate accident, obviously, downtown. Right lane of Garden is blocked as you're headed towards downtown. PPD on site. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, we've got a new advertiser on the program, Pro Health, here in Pensacola. In fact, they've got offices kind of all over. Gulf Breeze next to Whataburger across from Andrews, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, and Pensacola College Parkway behind the Sam's Club. And there's a lot to this company. One of the things, it's a female-owned, okay, local company, serving Pensacola for more than 35 years. And really the idea is to make healthcare affordable and accessible to everybody. Perennially, they win best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola. And some of the services they offer, for example, it's not the only thing they do, but one of the big things they do is, you know, kind of if you don't have insurance, right, as an alternative to insurance. And, for example, they have primary care and urgent care walk-ins from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. They have even Saturday 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location. They'll do lab work for you. They'll do occupational health like drug screenings, employee physicals, after-hours on-site testing where they'll come to you, breathalyzers, that kind of stuff. Comprehensive medical weight loss program. If you're trying to lose weight, they can take care of you for that. And their ProHealth medical membership plan, which is $45 a month, and it's unlimited primary care visits with zero copay. And then you get Teladoc services, annual physical, annual flu shot, 25% discount on your lab work, which is already cheap, 25% off of procedures, a monthly B12 shot, and there's no catches. So if that's appealing to you and you just want to kind of know more information, then stop in at any of the locations. You can find out more at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com. Time now for future news.
Future news.
Whisper news, we should call
future
it.
Future whisper news.
The defamation lawsuit filed by Deanna Oleski currently names two funeral directors, possibly naming more, as the lawyer told Channel 3. There could be as many as two more named. Do you think either Jeff Bergosh, Commissioners Jeff Bergosh or Stephen Barry get named?
Yes, I do.
I think Stephen Barry gets named. I think there's no question. Jeff Bergosh is,
because
I'd say,
a possible. He wrote that blog.
Yeah, and you typically name as many people as you think might be involved. Winning the case against Jeff will be harder. Listen.